It's time once again for a Tech Tuesday with Sarah. Sarah Kenzie is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, and she's joining us today to give us a little preview of an afternoon email that is set to hit your inbox. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us again today.
Good morning, Brenda.
Sarah, we've been talking a lot on the Morning Blend about St. Luke Productions and their wonderful plays because they have one that's going to be making a tour stop here in the local areas. Can you maybe tell our listeners, have you ever had an opportunity to attend one of the great plays offered by St. Luke Productions?
Yes, I have. And I would say that it's a very powerful experience. I think the first one I went to, I was probably in middle school. And I still remember just really being impacted by that play. And I believe it was the St. Faustina play.
That's a wonderful play, too. And in fact, I think Faustina very well may be one of the first plays that we brought our children to go see, and
I would recommend
that. And we often get an update from the president of St. Luke Productions, Leonardo DeFilippis, on the status of that movie. But what is coming around now, and it seems like it's such an appropriate time for this play to happen, and that's Tolton. You pulled one of the interviews that we did recently with Jim Coleman, who plays Tolton.
The play that St. Luke Productions is producing is called Tolton, From Slave to Priest, and it's about Father Augustus Tolton, and he was the first Black American priest. And Jim Coleman, who is the actor who portrays Tolton, did this great interview with you and David, and I just thought it's such an amazing and inspiring interview. You guys talked about Tolton's life. You talked about how Jim as an actor plays Tolton and the impact of the story when people see the production. So I just wanted our listeners to maybe get a chance to listen to that great interview that you and David did.
Oh, I would really encourage our listeners to do the same because it's such a wonderful play and it is a play that speaks to our time so very well. And it has all of the great artistic work from St. Luke Productions. So I encourage all of our listeners to definitely check that out. And you can find the details on our community calendar. Sarah, when is it happening?
So it's happening this weekend. There are two opportunities to view the production. You can go to Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Battleground on July 30th, or you can go to Holy Rosary in Portland on July 31st.
Sarah Kenzie is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, joining me today to give you a little bit of detail on what you're going to get in your inbox today from our weekly email from Mater Dei Radio. We have, I believe, some of the best locally produced shows, and one of those shows, Blazing the Trail. You know, Miriam Marston comes on the Morning Blend about every other week, but what people maybe forget is that they can also tune into her show, Blazing the Trail. You're going to highlight that show in this week's email.
So if you're not familiar with Blazing the Trail, Miriam does this amazing job talking about evangelization in the church. And she does these incredible interviews with people just working in so many different areas of ministry or out in the world. And she always does a great job researching the topic and bringing, you know, her own personal experience into the topic as well. I'm really excited about the one that we are going to be highlighting in today's email. Miriam did an interview with Father Donald Calloway, and many of you might be familiar with his work, particularly his book of Consecration to St. Joseph that just came out and that so many people have been using during this year of St. Joseph. And we're just past the halfway point of this year, and I thought it would be a great time to highlight this interview. Father Donald talks about his conversion and the role of St. Joseph in his own life, as well as the book and the titles of St. Joseph that are explored in that book, and how St. Joseph is also key to evangelization in the church. So it's a wonderful interview, and we hope that you enjoy that.
Oh, and we forget that it is still the year of St. Joseph. You know, Sarah, many years ago, my mom sent me a book, and she said this priest came to our church, and he used to go surfing at the beaches down here around San Diego, because that's where my mom and dad are from.
Right.
And they sent me this book, and lo and behold, here it was, this wonderful book by Father Donald Calloway. And then just about a year or two ago, he was at Holy Redeemer Parish in Vancouver, also giving more of his story about his life and his conversion. And now look at what he's able to offer our church. You know, he is an excellent example of, well, if it can happen to him, it can happen to anybody. And I know he would love for you to listen to this interview, because Miriam does just a wonderful opportunity to speak with him. And definitely check out his webpage and most definitely his new book, Consecration to St. Joseph. Well, Sarah, it's August just around the corner. That means we are in full summertime barbecue swing. And that also means one thing, and that means the sisters at Our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton, they're inviting the whole community to a barbecue. You're going to highlight it also.
Yes. Yeah, so in your email, you'll find some information about the family barbecue, and that is happening this Sunday, August 1st, starting at 11 a.m. going until 3 p.m. They're offering takeout, or you can also eat on their grounds, and we'll include some more information in the email. But that's a great weekend activity if you're looking for something fun to do with the family and also get to know the sisters a little bit.
And we have been highlighting quite a bit that one of the people who are going to be manning that smoker this weekend is our own executive director, Patrick Ryan.
That's
so definitely
right.
Come over, and maybe you'll have an opportunity to meet some more staff from Mater Dei Radio. Sarah, again, thank you so much for your Tech Tuesday. So much work to do. I know you are getting ready to run back to work and keep on going, because you have been taking on a really big project. In fact, something that all of us here at Mater Dei Radio have been wanting to do for so many years, but we needed your help to get it done. Mater Dei Radio is on the verge of introducing an app. Tell our listeners just a little bit about what's happening with it.
Yes, so this has been our big project kind of this summer and leading into the fall, is we're going to be launching a media app, and we'll be telling you more and more as time goes on, but basically it's going to be a tool to help you pray more in your everyday life, to listen to our radio stream, to listen to our shows. There's going to be a lot of great features to really help you integrate your faith with your daily life, whether that's through prayer or through learning or through community. There's going to be a lot of different features, and we're really excited to roll that out to you coming soon.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that very much. And it's just, again, as you said, it's another great opportunity for you to stay close to the Lord by listening to all of our great content here at Mater Dei Radio. Sarah, it's always a great Tech Tuesday when you get to join us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brenda.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media director here at Mater Dei Radio. I will be sure to add a link to our own homepage where you're going to be able to find a way to sign up for those emails if you're not receiving them right now. And you're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.